Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Scoots, Bruce Rose, Colleen O'Hara, Kelly Redacted, Katarina Sindler, Daniel Straw, Alex McMinn, Eric Reuter, Alexa, Aaron Ruderbush, Bibley, Porrick Barrett. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 94 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Helen Bond.
And who are you playing? Grizzop Drick Axe Amsterdam.
Hamid Salahurin Al-Tahan.
Who's asking?
Ozzy.
Cool. So, right. I know it's been sad. I know there's been quite a lot of sad.
Oh, are we starting off our, like, fun pulpy arc now?
Right?
Wait, don't forget all of the, like, fear and also
dying.
Anger, rage,
it's
denial.
It's not so much the sad I'm worried about as the, you know, like, just complete philosophical differences that are going to be impossible to resolve and may end up us just all killing each other. That's apparently how the campaign's going to end.
Look, it's my job to provide you with a world. It's your job to kill each other over it.
Is that what God said, do you think?
It's certainly what some of the gods here said.
And in this world, you know, who is God except the GM?
You know what? That's all I want to hear. Game over. Job done.
Artemis.
Yeah. You're so funny. Into Artemis.
Got the membership badge and everything.
Literally card-carrying member. Yeah.
They made me pay a full year up front, so if I don't use it, I'm costing myself money.
You have like
I get free parking at all the temples.
Artemis badges.
I believe that the last thing that happened was that we got a couple of curses removed in the Temple of Aphrodite, specifically for Saleh, Hamed's older brother, and Howard Carter.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, all the other characters are getting their curses removed.
The final line of last episode was, oh no, that's not what happened at all.
Indeed.
As I believe you were doing an impression of my Hamid voice.
In which case.
So what did happen then?
So Howard Carter and Saleh look at one another, look back, and then Howard sort of gestures for Saleh to answer the question. Well, I mean... We are alone, right? He sort of looks around. You're in
There's
again.
There's like eight of us here. Yeah, Aaron Furhans is still there.
No, she left. He left.
He left. Elves, right?
They left.
All look the same to Bryn.
Oh.
I think you might mean poorly described characters all look the same.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, throwing stones.
Look, I made Saleh sad. I can make him sad again.
I just feel like Ben's been taking too much of the heat recently.
So... Yeah, for listeners, just to remind everyone, you're in what is effectively one of the sort of private health room. What do you call it? Private consultation, that's the
yes.
word.
Oh, right.
You're in like a private consultation room in the temple. A room for make feel good. But like on the quiet.
Space to be nice, walls, roof.
I see you've studied hieroglyphics.
This will help you going forward.
I'm literally doing a PhD in healthcare technologies, and that's the technical term.
Well, there we go. So you're in our space for health.
Health space.
Health space, walls and
walls
ceiling.
Roof.
Walls roof, that's it.
Door too, very important.
Yes.
Otherwise, temporary health.
What's going on?
Is that like that's if The Sims built a hospital?
What's up? Okay.
You would be surprised the sorts of things that get overlooked in major technology implementations.
Terrible trauma. Whew. Bring it down.
We're
bring
all
it
very
down.
Sad.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, so we did sort of break into the meritocratic vaults. Howard's kind of looking a little bit sheepish, but not as bad as he really should. We're heading in. He seems really nervous about saying it in front of everyone, but again, you did all, like, take out a hooded figure, so it seems to be, you know,
I just give him a nod.
Yeah.
As he's trying not to look intimidating as a 6 foot orc.
As a 6 foot sort of bright pink orc.
It's not going
massive
well.
Massive axe on your back.
Grizzop is trying to look intimidating as a 3 foot four.
Well.
Still got a couple of inches on Salah then.
Oh, actually, okay. So,
so we.
Looming.
Yeah. Well, you know about the gambling. And, well, Barrett made a deal with me, which was he'd wipe off the debt and he wouldn't tell the family or hurt anyone in the family if all I had to do was just get him inside the sort of VIP like consultation rooms at the bank. I don't know if you've seen them, Hamid. But turns out that there's a way in there to the tomb that's underneath. And you can go through there to the vaults. Obviously they've been in lockdown since everything went wrong, but you know there's a way in basically, and Howard here, Howard's just there, yeah, archaeologist, interested in tomb. The bank thing was sort of by the by.
No, it's very much in the by.
Sort of. I mean,
what did you go to steal? Did they steal it? Who killed who?
I didn't go to steal anything. All right, they.
Sorry, who did you enable?
Well. Jumping back to Salah, Howard was there so that once we get into the tomb, we could navigate the tomb and then basically break through one of the walls into the vaults. I was just to get them in to that room. That was it. Then there was one of the guards had been bought off, and it's her that died.
How?
We're not sure. There
How
was
can a, you not be sure?
Well, there was. There were traps, okay? We went through, and Howard's pretty good with traps, actually. I think you'll find I'm excellent with traps.
Shut up.
All right, I will. And, well, Howard was there, and he was dealing with the traps, and I think we missed one. There was like a darkness, like a supernatural darkness. All the torches weren't working. And then there was this really loud noise, and she attacked Howard. He kind of looks to Howard, who's like, we think that maybe once she was got into the vaults, we were meant to be removed from the equation. There was a scuffle, but then some stone thing from the darkness clocked her on the head, and we fled. And as we fled, we must have hit one of the triggers. I believe you'll find it was some kind of warning. And it all got a bit jumbled.
So you are not murderers.
Well,
I mean that didn't strike
the killing blow, at least, which is an improvement.
They definitely caused the death. And so, also, who else was with you?
Well, I mean, it sounds to me like she died in the course of the breaking and entering,
tell
and
her
was
family.
Equally guilty as the rest of
it
them.
It was me. It was Howard. We weren't meant to know one another's names, but we did, and then it was just. We were meant to call them the muscle, but she was one of the guards for the bank.
Right, presumably so she was breaking in with you.
Yes.
Fine, fair play. Then.
Basically, the three of us were getting.
After all. Okay.
The three of us were getting in, and then it just went wrong.
Was it just the three of you?
I think that there were arrangements to have people pick up at the other end, but. We only met sort of the three of us.
So nothing got stolen?
Anything that was there is still there, including... I mean, I'm not really sure... Howard sort of pipes in. I mean, I know I'm not meant to speak, but I have a pretty good...
Tell us about the tomb. I don't want to hear what happened from you, but I would like to know more about this tomb.
So, okay. Well, I have reason to believe that it's the tomb of Khufu. Pharaoh Khufu, that is, obviously. I mean, it's predating meritocratic rule by a pretty significant margin, actually, so obviously there's a lot of...
What's so special about Pharaoh Khufu?
Well, the thing about Khufu is everyone sort of thinks that they know the deal. You know, there's Khufu's tomb. But it's not, is it? Oh, no. Oh, no. No, no, no. You
Skip
see, Khufu...
to the end!
There's another tomb which is underneath the meritocratic vaults, which is the real tomb of Khufu, and I want to study it.
What has he got in it?
I don't know. I want to study it.
So you're just interested.
So, okay. But like...
Academics.
But Barrett, you're saying, asked you to go down, so he knows there's something in there
Well,
for him.
For Barrett, for what it came to is that I want to get into the tomb, right? But, I mean, Barrett's thing was he wanted to get into the vaults. So you can get into the vaults through the tomb because you ain't going to be getting in through the front doors.
Okay, so basically what it boils down to is this was a whole failed thing on Barrett's part. They didn't nick anything. But what is happening now is,
looking at Salah,
your dad's taking the rap for something that you did. So you should sort it out because you're a responsible adult and are going to face the consequences of your actions because you still did something really illegal and very dangerous.
His face momentarily adopts the sort of pallor and countenance he had while he was under the curse and is like, no, you're right, you're right. I'm sorry, I haven't been in my right mind. If you'll all excuse me, I think I have to go make this right.
That's interesting, Hamid. Your brother is really up for making this right.
Where is father?
In the meritocrat's custody.
He said that he murdered your colleague.
Well, he said he was responsible for the death.
Right, well, I think I'm probably going to have to head in.
Yes, we'll escort you and Mr. Carter down to go turn yourselves in.
Excuse me, I don't...
You broke into a meritocratic vault, didn't you?
No, you see, what I did is I was invited into a VIP room of a bank and then entered a tomb.
So you're saying you're a hostage?
All right.
Yes!
You're a really bad liar. You're getting arrested.
What did I do? You know, what law did I break?
I think that breaking into banks,
I didn't break into a bank.
They are very good at pinning stuff on you. Yeah, right. So, I mean, technically, if you end up being found in a bank...
I mean, isn't the crime here building on such an ancient, important site of archaeological knowledge and power?
So there's two paladins here and a high, healy, whatever you are.
And one paladin is a lot bigger than you.
And, I mean... Honestly, if you get found in a bank vault, they will find something to...
I didn't enter the bank vault!
So
I was in the tomb!
Technically, the only thing they might be attempted of is attempted burglary.
Good one, we'll go let... You know,
I mean, they violated security rules, but that's not technically the law. That's
all right,
really more
so
the
you
bank.
Will stop trying to weasel your family out.
No, I'm just trying to think through the situation.
Let's just take them to the station and let them deal with it. It's their problem.
No, it's fine. Hamid will find a way to pay it off.
Salah stands. No, I think there's been enough of that. He sort of straightens himself up and tidies himself up. It looks like he's sobered as well, insofar as perhaps more of the mannerisms were covered by the appearance of being drunk than actually drunk. Mm. He seems to have gone from drunk to pretty much with it the second that curse was removed. Yes. He's sort of straightening himself up and going... I'm sorry that you got dragged into this, Hamid, and I'm sorry for the rest of you.
Well, I'm just glad that you feel able to deal with it. I mean, know that Father did...
I mean, he's wrong.
Sorry?
Sorry, are we all under the assumption that everyone's just going to believe him straight out the gate?
What do you mean?
Does any of you have evidence proving that he did it instead of his father?
Well, I mean, if somebody confesses...
Well, I mean, Father's already confessed...
Well, then they'll have to fight it out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what...
I mean, there is such a thing as a truth spell, though.
True. True.
I've heard of those.
This might be why you got hit by the curse. You apparently forgot that magic exists.
He looks at you.
I'm going to shoot you in the kneecap.
Looks at your items.
Anything.
And looks up again and goes, sure, that's me. Howard Carter, completely ignorant of magic. Yep, that's me.
I am going to shoot you in the foot.
Please don't do that.
I mean, then you'd all be accomplices, was the word,
no,
right?
Sasha
in an assault,
leaps over,
right?
And steps really hard on his foot. Oh no! I tripped over. I'm really sorry. Steps on his foot again. is this health condition?
Sasha,
I've
can we
got
not
right
do that? Can we not do that?
Look, I'm just saying
up,
that.
Sasha,
it's
stop
really
it.
Hard. Right now, I've got this health condition. It's really messing up my senses and my body.
So, you're really under arrest.
Hamid genuinely looks shocked at everyone.
Look, I'm just saying, if you could get me back into the tomb...
Absolutely not.
I mean, all of her items are still there.
How much are they?
No.
Okay, no.
You know the people who own the building? Yeah. They could probably just, I don't know, do it themselves without a criminal.
Well, they might need to hire a mercenary company to look into the tomb. That's the kind of thing we do.
Sounds like a conflict of interest there, Hammett.
You know what you'd need if you were a mercenary team? I'm just saying, like, I pretty good with traps is old Howard Carter.
Really shoot.
Expert.
You got cursed! You went into the tomb and you got cursed!
I think you'll find
that someone killed.
I think you'll find that Saleh got cursed.
And you missed the trap, which got somebody killed. Thank you, Azu.
Okay, look, I told him to walk around it.
Just shut up!
Right. I guess if you roll with paladins, they're going to arrest people.
Look, I think either way...
That's fine, I'm not... Yes, I mean, let's take them down to the meritocratic offices and sort this out.
I think that's probably for the best.
Good, let's go then.
Okay.
Do we all head?
Yep.
Yes.
Aaron Fairhands is not outside. He clearly did just leave this to you. I'm sure that you've got this covered, Azu.
So competent.
That's his trust in you.
I feel like you've got a locker here that says, Azu, open brackets, so competent, close brackets. Cool. So you head to the meritocratic offices.
Mm-hmm.
So, heading out, it is clear that a new sandstorm is on the approach. It is not like, you have 5 minutes and it's here, but, you know, something of this scale is visible from the distance. So people are on the watch and warning
Howard,
for it.
While you were cursed, you did say that you were responsible for the weather. Do you think that maybe you... Like, what? When did you go into the tomb?
I mean... A couple of weeks ago?
How long ago was it that there were storms in Dover?
More than months.
Oh, right. You'd be surprised. It's actually probably only been about 3 weeks.
Listen, so I may have said quite a lot of things where the curse sort of...
You have an overinflated sense of your own importance. With or without a curse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harsh truths, but fair. You know what? We should discuss that.
Shut up.
Okay.
Oh, no! The health condition in my face.
Sasha!
Salah's sort of ignoring all of this and is just marching through. But yeah, people are starting to board up doors. People are starting to, you know, usher people inside. There aren't kids out because, yeah... Maybe within the next couple of hours, it's going to hit.
Kids getting blown away. There I go, Mummy!
I find it peculiar what you do and don't latch onto as, like, awful and hilarious.
Well, that's because it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, right. Cool.
No, don't do it.
Too late. You open these doors, all I do is push people through them into the sky.
The roof of the orphanage has fallen out, and they are sucked out like spinach from Popeye's can.
I mean, I'm not as good at similes as Ben might be, but there we go. So, you are heading down and you are heading out from that strip, the sort of glitzy one. Whilst the meritocratic offices are large, it's not on the actual Cairo strip. It's a bit further away. But Saleh does insist on walking. Thankfully, the fact that the sandstorm is on the way means that there isn't quite the worry of crowds and press and everyone getting involved because the place is starting to get a bit deserted. Mm-hmm. As you head up towards the meritocratic offices, what you see is this is not the home of the meritocrat. That is a separate domicile which is way outside of the city and enormous. But this is closer to a town hall. So it is a large, official-looking building. Think embassies, that kind of setup. And out front, there are a couple of guards who are discussing and sort of preparing to like lock the doors and so on, and they see you coming up. Saleh steps up and goes, looks to Hamid. Looks back. I'd like to...
I put my hand on his shoulder reassuringly.
I'd like to hand myself in, please.
And so would this person. And Azu picks up Howard and puts him next to him.
That's true. I would also like to hand him in. you know, it's important.
No! Howard Carter is an accomplice to the heist and is as guilty as Saleh.
Although that was a good line. I remember that one.
The guards look to one another. So who here speaks Arabic?
I do.
Hammond does.
Okay, the two of you hear a discussion of...
I thought we've already got the guy that did the thing. Yeah, so do I. I mean, you just send him off? Yeah, probably.
Thank you, but we request that you leave. It's, everything's fine.
It is not.
No, it isn't.
I didn't know you spoke Arabic.
Sorry. Yeah.
More information has come to light in the case. I think it would be useful to at least put both these people in a holding cell until this full situation can be clarified and cleared up, gentlemen.
You have a false confession.
So I mean, the paladins I recognise. I mean, do any of you have any official paperwork? This is a bit on, like, out of order.
do we have paperwork?
What? No.
Do paladins carry...
property of...
I'll slam my breast.
It's normally necessary for paperwork when someone is wanting to make a confession to a crime.
Salah's kind of looking super uncomfortable. Howard's just got a little bit of a smirk to him. One of the guards comes over and sort of talks to Hamid Asai and goes, I don't know who you are, but we've actually already got the person that did this. So this is, like, we get a lot of false confessions here. A lot of people want the attention. There's a sandstorm coming in. If you can head on this, would be really useful. I don't think you want to be here right now. We can process them if you want, but it's going to take a long time.
What's going on?
They're saying that they already have a confession and so they don't want to take these two, so I suppose we have to convince them.
What an incredibly stupid attitude.
Right?
Oh. Well, I mean, they did say that they get a lot of false confessions, so they're worried that people want the notoriety.
What about the first confession, which actually was false?
Yeah, tell them that the first confession was false.
Also, tried. It's his son, not a hanger-on. You're all part of the Outer Hand family.
Now you can use your status.
Yeah, go on, use your name.
I was about to explain that. Stop to explain to you.
I asked as who?
Yeah, the guards are there just like... Any time now.
So, the person you've currently arrested is my father. This is my brother. The reason he gave a false confession was to protect his family. Is this not...
Both the guards look at each other.
Not credible?
Right. Okay. The guard that you're speaking to immediately grabs you and Salah and goes, right, everyone stays here. No one leaves. Everyone stays here. Everyone stays here. You stay here. Everyone stays here. Everyone stays here. Right. Go get them. The other guards,
we
like,
all have
right,
to stay.
Right. The other guards kind of
reason.
Running back inside and you start hearing calls in Arabic again. It's something along the lines of, need a lot of people right now out front.
Uh-oh.
And like lots
terrible.
Of.
This is becoming a situation.
The doors burst open and about four guards come out. One of them is the person that just ran inside and is explaining in Arabic. It's all the Sahan family. They're saying it's a massive conspiracy. They're all with it. Okay, right, grab it, guys.
Whoa. Okay, what's happening now?
A bunch of pikes are currently pointed at you and everyone's quietly circling going, we'd all appreciate it if you can head inside so we can clear all this up.
Calm down.
Yes, let's go inside now. That's what we wanted.
I would like to make a diplomacy roll.
I don't want to go inside as a prisoner. I'm not a prisoner. What?
You haven't done anything wrong.
Can I make a diplomacy roll?
That's yes, you can.
Doesn't help, Chris up.
27.
Pretty diplomacy.
I want to play it off like, yeah, you can try. It might not work. I mean, they may not physically
Look,
be able to...
If everyone will just take a moment to take a deep breath and listen to me, we can get this all cleared up.
Everyone's sort of just still.
What did he say?
So...
He's being a diplomat.
My brother and this gentleman of his acquaintance...
His brother and a gentleman of his acquaintance.
Howard is sort of continuing your gesture so it starts pointing at Grizzop.
Oh! Okay. Azu noticed... Azu noticed...
Yeah. It's
smacks Howard's hand. Oi! You're a bad human.
Were involved in the incident in question. They would like to present their statements to the official investigators. They can cast a great deal of light on the actual happenings. It has become clear in the last hour that both of their minds were affected by a spell caused by a trap they found in the tomb under the complex. I believe you will want to take a full statement from both of them in order to contribute to the investigation. My father's statement may be cast in a new light by this new information. Is that clear?
He's explaining about the tomb and everything and
as long as you're not trying to weasel out of it.
Seems the guards are okay on that. Everyone loosens up a little bit.
So and if sort we can all just stay calm, these two gentlemen will come inside with you, as will myself and my organisation, just to make sure that everything is taken care of properly.
Your organisation? I thought this was a communal...
It is. My name is on the paperwork.
But more that's... paperwork?
Well, there's an official contract. But that's not... We can change that if you want, but I don't think this is the really time for that discussion. I'm saying this bit in English, so...
Yeah, fine. Admin later.
As this is happening, the guards are sort of moving everyone through into...
I just thought
it
might expedite this particular situation.
It's clear, though, that this is a sort of skeleton crew that's set up, most likely because almost every guard that's available is out helping people prep for the incoming sandstorm. This is like the 12th one in the equivalent of a month. Like, they have built some temporary systems, so you're dealing very much with the skeleton crew. They show you all in. The one of the guards who's at the front door sort of asks everyone who isn't currently guilty of a crime, knowingly, to wait out front, and they show... basically, Saleh and Howard into separate holding cells, and they are placed under lock and key. And then the first guard comes out, asks for Hamid, having done the talking, to sign a habeas corpus. Basically, we have this person. You brought them here. You know the state of the person when they came in. All of the paperwork, paperwork, paperwork.
Slightly bruised foot.
Paperwork, 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 paperwork. There is.
Don't put my name down there. Mm.
Yes, I wasn't going to.
Can you give me, for the first time in this campaign, excluding Bertie, can... Hamid, as you're filling the paperwork in, can you give me a linguistics check, please?
I mean, technically, no.
Ooh. All right, then.
I don't have any ranks in it, and it's not a use untrained skill, but if you'd like to make a different ruling, I can give you a
I would not. I thought you had some in linguistics. That's fine. Great, you fill all the paperwork in. Apparently fine. And everything is sort of filed away, and then the guards at the desk going, you may... Again, in Arabic, you may want to leave. The sandstorm's going to get quite bad. We're not going to be able to put you up in here. We don't really have the facilities.
What's going on now?
They're asking us to leave because of the sandstorm.
All right. So, Hamid's place or one of your temples?
Can I cast Sense Motive?
Sense Motive is a skill. You do have things like Detect Evil and so on, but tell me what you want to sense and I can get you to do a Sense Motive roll.
I want to figure out if justice is going to be done.
Give me Sense Motive, then.
Okay. That's just 20.
It's quite a complex question.
Yeah, like, your answer may not be what you
I would like to know the entire system.
It's around here somewhere, I can't see.
Yes. That's 18.
18 total?
Yes.
These guards seem on the level. Like, it seems like they have taken these people into custody.
But the system is corrupt.
Well, you're asking the equivalent
orders.
Of a receptionist... to tell you whether justice is going to be served at a high court of the land. It's like, he seems on the level.
That's good enough for us if she's going to be like, yeah, yeah.
you're going to make sure this goes all right, aren't you? Yeah? Great. Fantastic.
That's literally what happens.
Woo! There's no punching in the face going to happen. And what structural violence?
So, where are you all heading?
What's closest?
Oh, the best food will be at Hamid's place.
Aphrodite's is closest because it's on the strip and you've only just sort of come a little way off it. Mm. Hamid's is further away, but obviously, you know, is more luxurious.
Hmm.
You're welcome to come back to my family's house if you still want to.
Will there be any more tentacle monsters? That'd be fun.
I really hope not.
We need to plan next steps. We've been spinning our wheels for... far too long now.
Well, we were attending a funeral and dealing with an imminent crisis.
I think I've got like 28 days now until I'm a zombie.
Yeah, exactly. We need to sort that out pretty quickly.
I agree. And if we want to talk to my sister about getting an appointment with Apophis, then
do that,
she'll
then.
Be at my
yes.
house.
Go there then.
To Hamid's.
Okay, you all head to Hamid's. Yes. As you're travelling, the sandstorm starts picking up.
Do we ride the camel?
If you want to.
Yeah.
All four of you on a single camel?
A topaz is a strong, brave
two of
camel.
Us are quite small.
I was going to say, it might actually be able to manage it.
Right, yeah. Rizop and Hamid are a rounding error.
Fair, very fair. All right then, yeah, you know what, you take camel. Topaz, you can tell Topaz is grumbling. Mm. That's a lot of people.
I weigh 36 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, 36 heavy pounds.
I'm a backpack.
But it's four sets of legs. So like
they're poking everywhere.
Oh no, I'll sit on Azu's head like last time.
Hey!
Yeah. Such a pyramid.
You can't speak camel, but if you could you'd hear, "Oh my god, just distribute the weight." So you head towards Hamid, and yeah, by the time you're arriving, the sandstorm's picking up, and you're arriving to a house that's also entering lockdown. You know, they're closing the shutters up, they're closing everything down, and long story short, yeah, you head into Hamid's, and the sandstorm hits, and you are now in Hamid's. Rather than house. In Hamid's house. So, with mansion, massive, extravagant, complex estate, like, they're all words. They're all just words. So, in terms of what you all want to do, rather than just diving straight into RP, 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 let's figure out what you actually want to do in a longer scale, because otherwise it's going to be hours of just sat chat. Where are you all at? What are your current intentions, etc.?
Make sure Sasha doesn't die.
Yes, that's like, also Azu's priority, because that was what drew her in the first place.
Okay, cool. In which case, then...
What's going on with all of this to... Oh, poor grumpy session.
Yeah.
In which case, then, I'm going to skip to post-dinner in a house where at least two of the family members are currently locked up, so not much is happening in the way of, like, jovial conversation. There's a sandstorm outside. Another one is dead. Like, this is not a happy household with a sandstorm outside. You all find yourself in the same room.
Yeah, so, you got any board games? Maybe some dice.
I mean, yeah, but I think maybe we need to clear the air.
No, let's just fine, but let's plan also, you know, next steps.
Yes, we should speak to your sister soon.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I'll go and speak to her now.
Let's do that then.
All of us.
Okay. I mean, I'm just gonna sure. We find Satyra.
Right. So yeah, fine. You all head up, and you remember the butler. It's been a while since he popped up.
Aww.
He's just there. Of course. Would you like me to announce you, sir?
Yes, please.
He rushes off. Rushes back. If you're ready. She's in the office currently. You know that's your father's office. So you enter the office and Sarah's there behind reams and reams of paperwork. She doesn't seem to be going to pieces, but is very much drowning in paperwork currently. She looks up. Oh, Hamid, yeah. Come in. And... Sasha, Grizzup and Azu, yeah? Come in.
How are you doing?
A lot of paperwork.
Yeah, I'm sure.
A lot of paperwork to do. Not really sure what we can do, though, until the trial's done.
Yeah.
I mean, did you know that Father was going to do that?
No, it caught me somewhat by surprise.
I mean, it feels kind of pointless, though, now that Sally's confessed anyway. Why did he let him in the first place?
I think he was not... He was in the...
He was cursed.
He was...
Sorry,
beforehand,
what?
He was cursed.
Who cursed Salah?
Which Salah? Yeah, the younger one was cursed.
Sorry, Father and Salah, it's an old habit.
So in the tomb that they broke into...
Sorry, they broke into a tomb?
Yeah. That was what.
So I'm getting a bit lost here. So last that I heard was when you were telling me earlier that Salah had been had confessed, and then I've had to sort of be discussing that. There was a tomb involved.
So they were attempting to penetrate the vault by going through a hidden tomb.
There's a
under
tomb
the complex. Yeah. Under the complex.
They built it in a pyramid.
Yeah, but we thought we'd mapped all of it already.
It is a cursed tomb, so maybe you didn't find it.
Right. Okay. Does anyone else have any news? I feel like today's the day I find out that it's not actually Cairo,
well,
you know?
Actually
Spain.
We actually have a favour to ask. I know that this is not exactly, we don't want to pile on, but we need to meet with Apophis.
I might need a little bit more to go on than that, Hamid.
I'm dead.
Dying.
Well, no, dead.
Undead.
Well,
we've dealt with very serious situations in both Paris and Prague. Technically, the marriage courts have been employing us throughout that, and we would like to talk to Apophis about
some of the consequences of what has happened in those two cities.
The consequences that I'm dead.
Sure. Which is one of the consequences, yes.
You are...
I know I'm doing a good impression of alive, but...
You are very lucky.
really?
Honestly, normally this would be impossible, but I actually just... been visited by a meritocratic agent who's been effectively requesting the same thing for all of you, so...
Great.
Wait, which agent?
Sorry?
Interesting.
Is it Wild?
Oh, yes, you have met him.
Oh, yeah, he's Handler.
Oh, well...
I mean, there's also the fact that we seem to be descended from Apophis.
Sorry, what?
Yeah.
And I'll take a break there and be back in a couple of minutes. And welcome back. I'm going to pick up...
Just a little after that conversation.
I feel like there's going to be quite a chunk of reaction that we can skip past a little
bit. Say, what?
Has Brandy come out?
Yeah. Let's put it this way. You're all sat far more informally. There's quite a decent amount of paperwork on the floor. And Sire is now leaning on the desk holding a drink.
Actually, being undead isn't that different from being, you know, alive but tired.
So this... Okay, this is quite a lot. I mean, you'll forgive me sort of focusing on the Apophis thing a little bit.
I just assumed that would be a nice trail end of a conversation.
I mean, I'm not the magic expert here, but you're sure of this, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you have any idea how bad this is?
Actually, I probably don't now you come to talk about it. Like, I knew it was pretty... But maybe not.
I mean, let's play this through. I mean, never mind the Apophis angle, just in general. I mean, the meritocrats have never shown an individual person... favoritism before. They've never done that. It sort of undermines the entire basis of their rule.
I mean, they've shown favoritism before. I don't think. I mean, not.
I mean, they've supported institutions and their representatives have, you know, hired and fired. But at no point has a meritocrat said you person, I like you best.
I mean, Apophis might have just got frisky with someone. Might have been casual.
But that's... Oh.
I mean, we don't even know if Apophis knows.
Who else does know?
Just the people in this room.
That was a very dangerous conversation. If you try and assassinate us, I will assassinate you.
That's
right
not
back.
What I...
When somebody asks... Who else knows? Oh, only the people in this room. That's when the guards rush in.
Yeah.
That's when the gas comes out.
Oh, I think that's very cynical.
Yeah. What? Have you met people?
No.
I look at the mountains.
Especially powerful people.
Definitely not.
Checking out the window. Holding daggers.
That's literally never how that's happened.
Well, I mean, you told me how a meritocrat kind of... killed everyone at Eiffel's Folly, so I don't know, killing us.
Because they were in open rebellion.
And we know something we shouldn't.
They're not the same thing.
Ahmed, you got a lot of faith in people.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm not.
No, faith in power.
I'm not interested in covering this up. I'm just. Do you think people could handle knowing this right now? I'm seriously questioning this. I'm asking this. We're in a situation where. Cairo's basically being pummeled by these storms almost daily at this point. We've got the entire systems have gone down. All of the meritocratic offices are basically in lockdown because they can barely handle it. London is effectively a war zone right now.
Wait, what?
You've been travelling a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
She starts digging through her paperwork and just drops a newspaper. It's a copy of the Times that's been shipped through. And it's just... it has the headline, London in Chaos, which is a nice open start.
Oh, look, there's an inch of snow.
A leaf was on the line. London stops! So the article... effectively states that the riots that started in Other London a few weeks ago, rather than being contained, they seemed to be briefly, have spilled out into the rest of London, and it's spiralling out of control, and there appears to be open sort of almost street warfare happening in London, and reports from Other London have stopped entirely.
Wait,
warfare
what?
Between who? Their gangs?
No one seems to know. So it said that the police are basically trying to stop the fighting, but there seems to be... It just seems to be arbitrary chaos. There's no, like... They said there's an investigation where it's like, we thought it was gangs, it's not gangs, it's not a coup or anything like that. It's just random chaos. Like, arbitrary lines seem to have been drawn and no one seems to really have a handle on why.
Ah. There's lots of very angry people.
I should go back.
I should check they're okay. What, I mean,
I don't think they could handle... I feel like undermining the things that are keeping stuff together right now might be a really terrible idea.
Well, why don't we go have a chat to Apotheosis about it, then? Apophis, even.
Yeah, okay, that makes a lot of sense.
I mean, I think it's probably their decision, really, not ours.
I think they're probably... Let's put it this way. I doubt Apophis doesn't know this. So I think they need to let's do this. She heads behind the office, behind the desk, and starts signing some paperwork. Heads out to the front door, talks to the butler, closes the door. We're not going to be able to go today. We'll probably be able to go tomorrow after the sandstorm. I'm a bit overwhelmed. Would you like to meet your handler? I can. I'm going to be up all night doing this paperwork anyway.
We can see him tomorrow as well.
Sure. Have a good night, I guess. If we meet here tomorrow, I can arrange for us all to head over to Apophis.
Thank you.
Thank you for your help.
Sure. She sits down and stares blankly at paperwork.
Is there anything else we can do to help you?
She looks up. No,
We'll be in the downstairs parlour.
No, it's okay. You know what? Don't give me any more news. That'd be great. Just for 5 minutes.
I'll do my best. I go and give her a hug.
Sure. Night, guys.
I mean, this is obviously Barrett trying to take power, or like there's no one else that could stand up to him for that long. I don't know what's happened to my family.
Sasha. If we want to go, we can do that. That is something we could do, but we need to be prepared. We're not going to rush off.
What about Beaming? Well, his shop couldn't survive in a war zone. They'll have smashed all his stuff.
After we've seen Apophis, after we've got the Heart of Aphrodite...
I suppose I should be alive. I'm more useful alive.
We can go back to London. I've got people there I care about too.
You have to track down the simulacrum.
We can... Take a few,
and also make sure that Sasha doesn't die in 28 days.
I mean, that is. I did say we'd do that first.
Okay.
I mean, the simulacrum thing—it's going to take a long time. If we take a few days to go back to London, we can travel there very quickly now, and we can travel anywhere else we want very quickly.
And if the entire city is in chaos, there's very little that four people can do.
Well, I mean, we don't, I suppose, have Bertie to shout everyone down now. He was useful for that.
Hello, London! Stop it! That's enough!
He did that in Dover.
There's nothing we can do right now. We've got a more urgent problem to take care of first.
Right, okay. Yes.
But we can do this, Sasha.
Yeah, it's fine. Yep. Can't get more dead. Well, I suppose I could. Yeah. We'll see, won't we? Yep. Talk to a dragon. Talk to your grandpappy. Yeah, it's going to be fine. Sasha wanders off.
So, Sasha, come and have a drink at least, come on.
I'm fine. Actually, no, maybe I'll have a drink. Takes the bottle and walks off.
Where to find us if you need.
Yep.
Okay.
It's not like she can wander off. It's basically a scale 10 sandstorm outside.
Yeah, now opens the door to see if she can head up and chat with the gargoyles. No.
So, is everyone okay for me to assume? Everyone goes to bed.
No. We have things to talk about.
All right, then. You carry on.
Actually, this is ideal, because Sasha shouldn't be in this conversation.
So we're in the parlour.
You are wherever you want to be. You have the run of the house.
Can I offer...
I'd recommend not the guest bedrooms. That's where Wild is.
Can I offer you brandy or anything?
I'm okay, thanks.
Think we should talk about earlier, don't you?
Sure.
Well, it's all been resolved now. I see nothing to talk about.
I don't think it has been resolved, has it?
Well, he's in custody.
I mean, that's...
It's more Hammett's attitude than what's actually going on.
Oh, yes, that mess. Yes, let's talk about that. Yes.
Sorry. Oh, yes, that miss.
Sorry.
Add to your editing load. Squawks from upstairs.
What would you like to say to us?
I don't know. I don't know how to make it right.
Azu and Grizz up look at each other.
Do better next time.
Yes.
I don't understand. I want to understand why you felt what I did was so wrong. I'm completely confused.
You were shielding your brother from the consequences of his actions.
And using power and privilege to do it.
I just...
Your brother had the right attitude. As soon as he realised what had happened, and he wasn't affected by magical curse, I'm going to take responsibility for my actions.
Not at all. Once he was in a state where he could deal with it...
If we hadn't fought you on this, you would have just sent him away, still cursed. Mm. Your dad would have gone to prison, thinking that your son was a murderer. If it had gone your way, and your family had just avoided the actual situation and tried to work around it, then you'd all be worse off.
Has this never happened as a situation where the head of an organisation has taken responsibility for some sort of screw-up in the organisation? You've never seen that. If the head of one of your temples, you know, if one of the trainees does something wrong, does the head never... Is that just not how your religions work? I honestly don't understand
it. The head would not get punished for something that a trainee did. The trainee would get punished
if the teacher is at fault. Like if you've been taught wrong and you don't know what to do, whose fault is that? That if you then do it wrong?
He got gambling debts and broke in to a bank vault. I don't get how this is doing something wrong because he's not learned a lesson. Unless you're saying all of his screw-ups are your dad's fault. Also,
it's a very
high priest
situation.
Usually isn't the trainee's dad.
Yeah, I'm not
you're not an organisation. You're a family protecting each other.
And your family would never have protected you, is that?
I don't know. But thanks for bringing it up.
I'm sorry, that's not what I meant. You guys, I haven't had friends like you before, and I have this... I want to protect you, but I also feel that same way about my family, and there's...
Then don't do it by lying. Especially when murder's involved.
Yes, it was a miscarriage of justice.
This isn't the kind of situation where we can just convince you. This change needs to come from you. You need to learn from this situation, and if you can't, then I misread you.
What should I have done? My family has been through so much, and my instinct was to protect them, and I thought that's what I was doing.
You can't protect people from their own actions. Like, they have to be able to learn from the mistakes that they make.
I agree, but I don't think... My problem is that in the emotional and mental state that Salah was in previously, I don't see how possibly being sent away from his family, being sent to a prison, could have helped him learn or improve. And I do feel...
You were going to send him into exile! How would have that helped? He'd have just drunk himself to death!
I was trying to figure out a different way. I didn't know what... I came to you for advice because I thought you might have advice.
No.
You
came to us for advice... Oh, no, yeah, you didn't, but when we gave you advice, we didn't tell you what you wanted to hear. You didn't want advice, you wanted support. You wanted two people who you thought had power to back you up and give you more power. You didn't want to learn, you just wanted to get what you wanted. I am done with this conversation right now.
I'm sorry if you feel that. That's not... I'm sorry.
And then there were two.
Azu is going to put an arm around Hamid.
It's a tiny...
Like just a tiny... Yeah,
cool.
Just be like...
Azu, I'm so sorry. I honestly didn't know what I was doing, and I thought that you would have a better idea, and it seemed like as soon as I told you, all Grizzop wanted to do was rush off and arrest him without talking to me. I just wanted... I'm sorry.
Apology accepted. Now you know better.
I don't know better. I still don't understand why Grizzop won't talk to me.
I have only known you for a short time. I think that perhaps you have a lot of maturing to do.
I'm trying. I really am.
I can see that.
Pat.
But you did make a decision about justice by yourself. Or rather, perhaps your father. I don't know the specifics, but
I don't understand. What does justice mean to you? Like, I thought I knew what it meant, and it just seems like you and Grizzop have this completely different idea.
Azu is frantically thinking about all the philosophy books that she attempted to read and then did not.
You know what? Give me a knowledge religion.
Oh, is that... Yeah, that's in that one.
Are you ready to know what you remember about your teachings on justice specifically?
Okay, so that's a 7 total.
No, nothing at all.
That's a critical fail.
You remember healing. Healing you remember. Defeating evildoers. Yep. You covered that one. Justice. The actual nature of justice. You know what, though? I think you might have skipped that one because you saw someone that you thought needed a hug. Like, you're getting a blank. You're on your own.
Where most people have, like, there's blank spots where they had a crush in that lesson at school. But Azu is just an empathy wave.
Lesson one, be caring. And Azu's like, done! Thanks! Graduated!
Someone was sad in the room, so...
Unfortunately, yes. I know what the Aphrodite stance on justice is. You're on your own. Didn't pay enough attention.
Justice means... that people get what they deserve.
It's the ceiling all over again.
That doesn't end well, let me tell you.
Hamid starts to cry.
Oh no!
As he begins to panic.
Such are the defence mechanisms of halfling.
It's like possuming, but far more pathetic.
No, I didn't mean that you know, people that he was going to deserve to be, but we thought he was a murderer.
But I haven't gotten what I've deserved, Azu. If that's what you think he deserves, then that's what I deserve as well. And maybe you and Grizzop just need to arrest me too.
No.
I'm going to bed. Let's talk about it in the morning.
Oh no.
I honestly don't think it's worth having this conversation unless Grizzop is there.
Sure.
Yeah. Azu sits by herself in the room. So like,
and then there was one.
Yeah. And the thing is, you probably can't fit in any of the halfling beds, so...
She just curls
there's
on
a,
the
there's
floor.
There's a guest wing with medium-sized beds,
right.
Which she's still slightly too big for, but only very slightly.
They're very generously sized, medium-sized beds.
Yeah, they're built for large humans.
I am going to jump ahead to the morning, unless anyone's planning on,
got
like...
Got a fort save! Woo!
Well, you've all got more than that. But is anyone going off for some midnight shenanigans? Is anyone going to run off?
I'm just
off?
Hoping the sandstorm is going to keep us here long enough that me and Grizzop can actually get some of the way to resolving
Sasha
this.
Sasha will literally open the window at like 5 a.m. and then I assume get sand... Shut the door! Shuts the window again.
Do you think you could sneak through the different grains? You know, just between...
No, I think she does a lot of body weight...
She doesn't have improved evasion yet.
She does a lot of body weight exercises as like the, you know... the kind of equivalent of going on her morning climb.
So
you might sort of hear some weird thumps, and it's her like
Sasha
lifting the cupboard.
Sasha, give me fort save.
14. Mm-hmm.
You take the equivalent of 4 hit points of damage as you worsen your condition slightly. Can you also give me a will save? Because like I said, every day should start with all of the saves.
Yay! Collect all the dice. Ooh, that's only 13.
13? You have a troubled night, but you do rest. Hamid, can you give me a will save?
Oh dear. 11.
Nightmares for Hamid!
Oh no!
No rest for Hamid. His world is adrift!
True story.
Yeah.
Grizzop.
But you didn't use any spells.
Does that mean I don't get any spells...
Afraid so. Oh, no. I'm not gonna.
Oh, God, Alex, really?
Yeah.
You didn't use any spells yesterday.
I have four written down.
Oh, right. Okay.
The fight with the dude happened yesterday.
It's been a long day. It's been a long day.
They've all been long days, Alex.
Why do you do this to us?
Because if I keep going long enough, eventually I won't need to punish you.
Because we'll just be dead.
I'll just give you sticks and you'll punish each other over the nature of justice. It's great.
This is the good place.
Campaign over, guys.
No,
campaign over.
Rusty Quill Gaming, the trolley.
Can Azu and Grizzop please both give me will saves?
13.
13? Hamid hit a nerve. You do not sleep well.
Fair enough.
Do I add anything to it?
Your will saves are all the way up here.
Oh, it's here.
You should have all of the will save in the world, basically.
So, 10. Oh, okay, so I've got 20.
Yeah, you're fine.
Slept like a baby.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Like the servants came in and I was like.
does Azu have tusks? Is it like proper?
Yeah,
like,
actually, I don't know.
We did discuss me wearing false tusks, like some vampire fangs.
It was just like you slot them over your canines. Like, yep.
Well, here's the thing: is some orcs have tusks, some don't. Do you? Let's get this canonical.
You'll have to imagine that Azu has like a faint lisp because I think she does have tusks. I would like tusks.
Okay, yeah. you have tusks.
Yay.
You sleep well. It turns out, like the thing about all of this is that secretly deep down, you know that if everyone could just calm down, chat it out, really get along, everything would be fine.
Whereas Sasha slept well because she finished the brandy.
Nonetheless, we...
Much simpler than a general faith in humanity.
Yeah, passing out and sleeping are slightly different.
We come to the next morning. Mm. Who's joining who where? You have a few hours before Sayira will be making tracks to Apophis with you all.
Breakfast?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, tasty. I will be eating breakfast, not going to...
Absolutely.
Just sulk alone.
I will jump ahead to you're all in breakfast.
What is it with you saying in when you should say at?
You're all inside breakfast. It's been a long,
just draped
long week.
In bacon.
We're in Hamid's, which is in breakfast.
Breakfast is a turducken and you are within it.
Oh,
an
no.
enormous
Hamid
turducken.
Hamid walks in and just like, I've made a mummy costume. Out of incredibly... like, it's from a dire pig.
Oh, no.
So... It is breakfast. You are upon breakfast.
Now we're lying on top of the eggs.
I'm not quite hungry, so I'm definitely upon breakfast.
Yeah. You are on upon breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Morning, Grizzop.
Good morning.
Morning, Hamid.
Good morning.
Morning, Sasha.
All right.
Oh, how are you feeling?
Oh, well, the nice thing about here is they do the laundry really quick, so the fact that I keep soaking all of my clothes with blood isn't even that much of a problem.
Can you give me a sense motive, Azu?
All right. That's 16.
16? Sasha clearly feels terrible and isn't happy about it. You've successfully managed to read this correctly. You're good. You're
Thank
setting up.
God.
You're getting the day is starting right.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, hopefully soon we'll be sorting that out.
Hooray!
Yes.
Yeah. That'll be great. I'm sure I won't then get blasted through a door, or fall down a chasm. Although the good thing is that Bertie can't fall on me anymore. I guess. Wait. You guys know religion. Where is heaven? And, oh, no, wait, it's Bertie. Where is Flaming Poo Hell? Like, is it located above us? I'm just, whether he could, theoretically...
It's
a metaphysical...
It's not right up there.
Well, I don't
know. Well, no, I mean, it's a physical plane.
Right, so it could...
Well, it might be a pocket dimension.
I might
it's
be confusing
more, probably
my
more
words.
Sideways.
Sideways, all right. So he's unlikely to fall on me from a great height.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I would protect you.
Cheers. That's good to hear. So how was your discussion last night, guys? How was that?
I don't know. How was it, Hamid?
Hamid just looks miserable.
Maybe the thing is, I can't really understand because I don't really have anyone that, like, I mean, aside from you guys... That I would... Oh, and Greg. And, like, I suppose a few of my cousins.
And Beaming.
Oh, yeah, and Beaming. But, like, I mean, the thing is, if any of them did stuff that needed to get him in prison. Like, I mean, Greg didn't start out as a bouncer for nothing, you know. But that'd be quite hard to cover up what he's done. Maybe it's something about families. It's a bit of a mystery, I guess.
I just accept that what I did was wrong. And I will try to do better next time. But I'm worried, Grizzop, that if you feel that way about my brother, you feel that way about me too, and maybe...
Oh, Hamid, we've all killed people.
I suppose righteously. So.
In the end, your brother did the right thing. I will judge you on your future actions. Think about what you learned here, if you learned something, and don't disappoint us.
This sounds like progress.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that
but
was...
But the only reason I have the opportunity to make future actions is because I'm not in prison.
Yeah. Well...
A lot of people do good stuff in prison. Like, one of my cousins went to prison. He was in for, like, 8 years. He came out, he'd learned to read. And, like, yeah.
Wow, congratulations.
He started a really good pie shop. It was, like, they taught that he was handling all the catering inside. It was a good prison, though. That is true. Not all of them are like that.
So, like...
And, like, I was kept in prison for quite a few years. That was quite hard to... But I learned quite a lot of skills. Lockpicking. Obviously not...
That was the last skill that I learned, yeah. Now I think about it.
That's the problem. Not very good lockpicking at first. Well, they had a magical lock once I got good at lockpicking. That was the problem when you're trying to imprison a thief to use as a thief, right? That became quite complicated by the end.
So, from what I can see, Hamid, you're already paying for what you've done because you're obviously extremely guilty about it. Right? So?
What was it, Hamid?
And I'll close the episode there. Not because I hate you, but because I want you all to hate me.
that's what he lives for. Yeah,
okay, so I have to remember next week I begin with an indrawn breath.
Yes.
Okay, I'll make a note.
We'll make sure.
You
so,
can use that. That's Foley.
You know what? If you can hold your breath till next week, we'll end it there then. So,
okay,
bye, guys.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Should we give this a go then?
Oh, yes.
I don't know. I don't really fancy it.
All right then. Hamid dies. Aneurysm. No one could have predicted it, but we're all sad he's gone. He's in the right place, though. Cairo should make life easier.
Awesome.
Right. You're good?
I'm turning up as a new character.
Epilogue.
Bertie,
you
too.
Wow, dark.
Yeah, what did happen? Oh, he must have done some really awful in his backstory.
Yeah.
Right. Back meanwhile, Bertie's built himself a mansion out of flaming.
Needs must.
He's made himself a dog.
Yeah.
So
this is my dog, Bootle.
You just see him talking to a whole crowd of people covered in dirt. He's like, look, I know we're all here, but I need you all to know that I'm your king. My flaming poo is better than your flaming poo. Okay, we need to establish this hierarchy right now.
You live in other flaming poo dimensions.
Your poo's bad poo. My poo's good poo. Costing myself money.
You have like
I get free parking at all the temples.
Ask Miss Badgers.
Yeah. Got my 500-meter hunting.
I've got my archery badge. Yeah.
Chastity badge.
Street.
I'm actually going for party coherence, but I'm finding it really hard. Gods.
Chastity might not really come
into
it.
Artemis is the goddess of chastity.
Really? Yeah. I need to know more about Artemis. Yeah.
That's why Artemis and Aphrodite hate each other.
Yeah.
Because Aphrodite is all into
free love.
Yes.
I like the idea that Grizzop did not check the motions that.
I was
doing.
I was interpreting the dance for the for the purposes of the audience.
So starting this episode.
Oh yeah, we've got an episode,
this
guys.
This is fantasy Artemis, oh. Not real Artemis.
Hello, friends. Helen here, voice of Azu in Rusty Quill Gaming. I'd like to tell you about another Rusty Quill podcast, Stella Firma. Stella Firma is a semi-improvised sci-fi comedy about clones, snarky AI, assorted slimes, badly designed planets, and the many dangers of office life. We've all been there, eh? It features our own Ben Meredith in a lead role alongside the agent of chaos that is his brother, Tim Meredith. Tune in to the misadventures of David Seven, played by Ben, and Trexel Geistman, played by Tim, by searching for Stella Firma wherever you listen to your podcasts, or by visiting www.rustyquill.com/Stella Firma. That's STELLARFIRMA. That's all from me, and remember, Aphrodite loves you.